This is Miss Confederate speaking here again today, and I first of all have to give my disclaimer again. The song The Southern Soldier is actually performed by the 2nd South Carolina String Band, a group of Yankees who we appreciate. It's beautiful music. So when it talks about killing the Yankee soldiers in this song, I have to give my disclaimer. This is not a call to arms. It's just a song that is from the past, and it's created a lot of joy for some people who were participating in activities of Gettysburg on its 150th anniversary celebration. But I'm here today to again talk about the assault on the South. That's the title of my podcast today. The assault on the South continues. In this case, Target, UDC. In 2018, I watched as a crazed mob of uneducated students tore down Silent Sam at UNC Chapel Hill. This was just the beginning of a campaign entitled Until They All Fall. Until They All Fall, an all-out assault on monuments and remembrances of Southern heritage. Other monuments were to follow, including those across the South from St. Augustine to Texas. Closer to home, a campaign against all Charlotte markers that began as early as the 1990s continued with the last public marker finally removed by order of County Commissioner Chair George Dunlap in the latter part of 2020. University buildings are being renamed, and even street names like the iconic Stonewall Street, a fixture in downtown Charlotte where Mrs. Stonewall lived, has remained for well over a century. Names such as these are being changed. The campaign in North Carolina has been especially gruesome. Since George Floyd's death, the Southern Poverty Law Center, no friend to the South, a group who targets monuments for destruction, they report that 23 Confederate monuments in North Carolina have been removed since Mr. Floyd's death. Most were vandalized and spray-painted before they were taken down. all were taken down, breaking the North Carolina Heritage Protection Law of 2015, which states that none could be removed unless they pose a safety hazard, not because of threats from a mob, but because a building inspector said they might fall and hurt someone nearby. What the death of one African-American man in Minnesota at the hands of policemen has to do with the removal of a monument in North Carolina or other southern states honoring the death of a third of a million soldiers who died in a war is beyond all logic. United Daughters of the Confederacy have been treated with especially hateful disrespect over Confederate monuments. Not only have they been called out by professors such as Karen Cox of UNC Charlotte, a West Virginia, maybe Harper's Ferry transplant, spreading hate and selling books against the UDC, but threatening comments and fear of attacks has now led them to restrict access to their website and social media platforms. In fact, with foresight, they began doing this privatization several years ago. Unlike the Ku Klux Klan, these gentle ladies have no hate meetings to cause them to hide their business. Rather, those with hate in their hearts have made them afraid, the UDC. 2 years ago, a North Carolina meeting of select leadership group of the United Daughters of the Confederacy, which met in Raleigh, was shocked to find protesters outside their meeting place. This was not even a full meeting, but a select group. When they held a convention, once again, they were to find that they were threatened and protested against. So for several years, the United Daughters of the Confederacy have chosen to drop out of public view. While a campaign has raged against Confederate statues, most of which were paid for, designed, and placed by UDC groups in loving memory of fallen Southern soldiers, pressure against the UDC has been steadily kept up to encourage them into okaying these statue removals. In North Carolina, again, the United Daughters of the Confederacy tried to preserve a statue in Winston-Salem at its public courthouse, but a court ruled against them. In Salisbury, a priceless piece of artwork, a national treasure by a Belgian artist named Gloria, the statue named Gloria Invictus, its common name being Fame. Gloria Invictus meaning glory to the conquered. This statue welcomed veterans to the Federal Veterans Hospital there for decades. It was removed to storage after an anti-Southern county council voted it should be removed, and because the United Daughters of the Confederacy continue to be pressured. They were unsure what they should do. One after another, these beautiful remembrances have been taken away. A campaign is underway by the NAACP and Alpha Phi Alpha, the United States' first black fraternity, I believe, from Cornell University, New York. This campaign is underway to have all remaining North Carolina monuments removed by court action. There's also a campaign as well to overturn the South Carolina Heritage Act, to have it repealed. This act was put in place in 2000 and has preserved its monuments intact today. The United Daughters of the Confederacy have reason to be concerned. All Southern supporters do. Not only have monuments repeatedly been defaced, spray painted with graffiti, removed from their pedestals, even decapitated, but the national headquarters of the United Daughters of the Confederacy in Richmond was broken into and set afire. It contained books, military records, and microfilm and other priceless materials, some of which cannot be replaced. What manner of persons would do such a thing as this? Why can a National Guard presence be sent to defend the U.S. Capitol and remain there for months, while the gentle women of the United Daughters of the Confederacy have been without any protection? For working simply to preserve Southern heritage, they must endure threats, be disrespected by professors and protesters, be called names, be totally misunderstood, have their fine memorial monuments that were created with love and put up with much hard work be attacked viciously, be forced to move underground permanently? Who in the United States Capitol has had to do this, move underground permanently, and had their group's headquarters defiled with much subsequent damage and no public barricades placed to defend it? While Nancy Pelosi and others enjoy the privileges of guaranteed military protection now, the women of the United Daughters of the Confederacy have no such aid. Just the opposite has occurred. In fact, they are more than ever laid open to attack. Time will show us to what extent the new administration will work to protect the privacy, the security, and the peace of mind of women who seek harm to no one, the United Daughters of the Confederacy. If you're a Speaker of the House, you might achieve such things. How about if you're a member of the United Daughters of the Confederacy?